The Guilty Ones, a Jackman and Evans thriller, written by Joy Ellis and read by Richard Armitage.
Prologue. The boy sat on his sister's bed. He gazed at her reflection. Dad will kill you if you go out after dark. He wasn't being angry or reproving. He was simply full of concern. He won't know, will he? In the mirror, his sister's eyes narrowed, and her accusatory stare seemed to penetrate his very being. His eyes were wide.
I won't tell him. Honest. I don't trust you. You've snitched on me before.
She twisted her long blonde hair into a complicated plait and pinned it up. It made her look much older than she really was.
I only told because he hit me. He hurt me, you know.
He felt tears well up at the memory and tried to blink them away.
He really did.
You need to toughen up, little brother. You're a wimp. You'd do well to remember that I'm all you have. Father doesn't give a damn about either of us.
It was true. And even if his sister was hateful to him, it was only with words. She never touched him, unlike his father. By now he was used to her sudden mood swings, though he didn't understand how she could go from caring to mean in a nanosecond. It was just how she was, he supposed.
Where are you going? That's my business, so keep your nose out of it.
She tapped the end of her nose.
It's that boy again, isn't it?
She'd never mentioned his name, but he knew exactly who she was seeing. He'd followed her several times, and once he'd seen her kiss him. Anyway, he knew by her behavior that something was going on. Sometimes she was almost nice to him. Lately, he'd been seeing another side to her, a much softer one.
You're wasting your breath, little brother. And don't go prying, because I'm not telling you anything.
She picked up her school bag, took out some books and pens, and then produced a small pouch. Her makeup. The boy leaned forward. He loved this bit. A few brightly coloured sticks and powders would soon turn this ordinary girl, the one that prepared his packed lunch every day, into an exotic stranger. It seemed like magic. Sometimes, when she was out, he would sneak the pouch from her bag, twist the lipstick open, and stare at it. Maybe it was because she kept it hidden. Their dad had forbidden her to wear makeup. It made it seem extra secretive, like the cloak and dagger stuff in the comics he read.
Go back to your room. If he checks on you, pretend to be asleep, okay? I'll see you in the morning.
She leaned towards him, and for one impossible moment he thought she was going to kiss him. Instead, she drew him close and said,
You have to be brave. Just hold on a little longer. We are going to get you away from here.
He went to speak, but the expression on her face had suddenly altered. She seemed to believe that he could only really understand something if it was couched in violent threats. She gripped his shoulder hard and whispered in his ear,
What is going to happen tonight is very important to me, little brother. I want it more than anything else in the whole world. One word to father, just one word. In fact, if you ever tell anyone, this is what will happen.
She dropped her voice to a murmur, but her message was crystal clear. She said,
Swear you'll never tell.
He swallowed hard, swore, and ran from the room, this time allowing the tears to cascade down his cheeks. Huddled in his bed, he wondered why she was so horrible to him. She didn't have to threaten him.
If only she could see.
He understood love just as much as anyone else.